GOP chair in New Mexico says Donald Trump will win the state. By Michael Patrick Leahy on October 31, 2020. The chairman of the New Mexico Republican Party said on Saturday that Donald Trump will win the state's 5 electoral college votes in the presidential election next week. What do you think the president's chances in New Mexico on Tuesday? Matt Boyle, Breitbart's Washington political editor, asked New Mexico GOP Chairman Steve Pearce on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. The president called about 10 days ago to ask that exact question, Pearce said. I told him, sir, you're going to win on election day. Our job is keeping the win for you, keeping them from cheating their way into defeating the president. In 2016, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in New Mexico by 8 points, 48% to 40%. A Trump 2020 victory in New Mexico appeared to be a long shot as recently as a month ago. But Democratic candidate Joe Biden's recent promise to end the oil industry has put the state where many jobs are dependent on that industry in play. The polls do have the president down anywhere from 6 to 10 points in New Mexico, but I will tell you, we have 3 million total contacts, 2.1 million phone calls, 900,000 doors knocked since January of this year, Pearce added. A lot of those doors since August have been Democrat doors. I've knocked many of those places personally. They're not usually hospitable to Republicans. So I was somewhat nervous when I would ask our door-knocking teams, how's it going out there in this area? Oh fine, they're inviting us in. They're wanting to look at the literature. They want to know about our judges. They say they're voting for Trump, and they're just trying to figure out how far down the ballot to go voting Republicans. When you hear that from lifelong Democrats here in the state, in the numbers that our door-knocking teams are hearing, I'm just telling you, the polls are not correct. But then you get into the ballot security problem that we always face in New Mexico. The Republican Party is more organized than ever in contending with this. It is surprising that Democrats, they are doing things then that are illegal to try and push us back and push us out to where we can't watch. It's been an ongoing conflict for about 3 weeks now. Boyle then asked about a press release sent out by the New Mexico Republican Party earlier in the week. Republican Party of New Mexico condemns election law violations committed under supervision of Doña Ana County Clerk. There are 4 different processes of the absentee ballot count. So the first one is really the most critical. That's the certification, that's to make sure there's a signature, Pearce explained. We were allowed in as state law prescribes early on. But then starting about day 4 in the absentee ballot process, that Doña Ana County Clerk and 2 other counties kicked us out. So we filed suit with the Supreme Court of New Mexico, asked for emergency injunction. They refused to hear it, which I believe was a political decision, because the law is very clear allowing us into those places. Then that process ended. In the second phase, they let us in, but the county clerk allowed her employees to become more hostile. They would put lines on the floor and put tape on the floor and say, "You can't get out of this box, you've got to stand back here." Well, that prohibits them from doing what the law says they can do. That is, to give oversight, to make sure that things are being done in the proper fashion. That same county clerk, in Doña Ana County, Amanda Askin, found 8,500 absentee ballots after the election was over and defeated Yvette Harrell 2 years ago, gave that victory to the Democrats. We're trying to make sure she doesn't do it again. They're scrambling, because they know that we're going to turn the state red. But they're trying to do everything, including every dirty trick they can pull to stop us from winning the state, Pearce added. What has to happen on the ground in New Mexico to turn the state red for President Trump? Boyle asked. Pearce told Boyle 3 things need to happen. First, 180,000 Republicans who did not go to the polls in 2018 need to vote in 2020. Second, about 25% of Democrats need to vote for Trump. Third, about 35% to 36% of the Hispanic vote needs to turn out in favor of Trump. The 3 things that need to be happening are unfolding. We just need to make sure they don't cheat like they did 2 years ago, Pearce concluded. Listen to the full interview here.